Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The new online marketplace Jet.com is launching today, and the company is planning a massive ad blitz, $100 million worth of billboards and TV ads, with the goal of undercutting e-commerce heavyweights Amazon and Walmart. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, first of all, like Amazon Prime, you have to be a member to use Jet.com. So how much does it cost and how do the prices compare?
That's right, Magna. And also, you can think of it as a bit like Costco, where you pay an annual membership fee. Their current membership fee is going to be $449.99, about $50 for your yearly membership cost. And that's going to be Jet's sole source of profits. And its plan for making money is to just relentlessly undercut its rivals on prices of the products that it sells, and is going to be offering free shipping on orders of more than $35 and free returns. So, the company's not actually going to be collecting any membership fees for at least the first 6 months after this free, offering people a free trial as they try to get in the game and try to undercut Prime, Amazon Prime.
Right. So, I mean, this is a very crowded space already. I mean, and crowded by giants like Amazon and Walmart and Costco, even as you mentioned. So, I mean, is just that sort of that price competition where Jet is trying to find an edge?
It really is. They think that they can undercut Amazon Prime and others. And in order to do that, one of the things they're doing right now is they're actually taking major losses to start building up some customer loyalty. They realize that they're not going to be able to beat Amazon with its 99 Amazon Prime two-day shipping because that's not where they're going to be at, because they're not going to be able, they don't have all the resources, the infrastructure around the United States that Amazon does. But what they can do is they can offer lower prices and try to encourage people to buy in bulk and get it delivered that way. And in the meanwhile, what they're trying to do is sort of give people the idea that they've got as much stuff as Amazon by working with partners. In some cases, that means that they'll actually go and purchase the goods from another website and have them delivered to you, what they call a concierge service. They're doing this again because they need to ramp up and get noticed and make a huge splash if they're going to become big fast.
Mm. And I also noticed that Jet.com is, they say they have something called a dynamic pricing, that the more you buy, you actually see how much you're saving. I mean, if you are Amazon, if you're Jeff Bezos, are you worried about a new upstart like Jet?
Perhaps you are. Perhaps you are. I mean, and one of the things that Jet is doing, I was on there today, and they're doing a direct price comparison on every item or many of the items from what they're charging to what Amazon is charging. And so, yeah, it could be downward price pressure on Amazon, especially if they want to try to squash out the newcomer at the very beginning. So this could be could be a problem. But Amazon itself is so big that I think they're more going to be keeping an eye on these newcomers and make sure that they don't become too big too fast.
Well, Jason Bellini is with The Wall Street Journal, speaking to us from New York. Jason, thanks as always.
Thanks, Magna.